and a warm welcome to all our peace-loving viewers from around the world. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television can be viewed on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East and Northern Africa. For worldwide viewing, please join us at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Asia is making good progress in reaching United Nations Millennium Development Goals. In environmental news, an independent study finds that early use of clean energy would save the Australian economy $720 million by 2050. In sustainable living news, each type of the world's agricultural seeds are to be safeguarded in an Arctic vault. In agricultural news, organic farming is praised as having many benefits. In technology news, a new software helps both artists and scientists draw three-dimensional objects in the air. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October 24th, is celebrated by member countries of the United Nations to honor the founding of the organization in 1945. The United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution stating that October 24th shall hereafter be officially called United Nations Day. This is a day for humanity to remember the noble work and immeasurable contribution of the United Nations.
The United Nations is much alive and the front line addressing all the challenges and issues and trying to give a hope to all the people around the world.
May heaven bless all the United Nations staff for all you do in keeping peace and serving those in need around the world.
Kurdistan Workers' Party offers conditional truce to Turkey. On Monday, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, stated that a ceasefire would be declared if Turkey agrees to end all military operations against the PKK and instead looks for peace. In Kuwait, Turkish Foreign Minister Ali Babican affirmed that Turkey's diplomatic efforts would continue. Thank you, PKK and Turkey, for choosing the way of peace and diplomacy. May Allah bless the Kurdistan region and Turkey with harmony and stability for the good of all.
Flying news. South Korea plans to reduce the number of troops deployed in Iraq by half. At present, 1,200 South Korean troops are serving in Iraq. South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun announced on Tuesday that this number will be reduced to 600 by the end of this year. The South Korean parliament will soon vote on whether or not to approve the changes. Thank you, President Noh, for your decision and support in bringing the troops safely back home. May their wishes of a joyous reunion with loved ones come true.
Lion News. Pope calls for world religions to build peaceful humanity. Speaking at a three-day conference to promote peace through the world religions, Pope Benedict XVI called on the faithful from all traditions to foster peace and promote reconciliation among people. Religious leaders in attendance at the conference included the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew I, Israel's Chief Rabbi, Yonah Metzger, and the Imam of the United Arab Emirates, Ibrahim Ezzedine. Thank you, Pope Benedict XVI, and all spiritual leaders who are bringing divine peace and love to our beautiful planet during this age of unprecedented unity.
News. U.S. indicates possible delay in missile defense shield. U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has been visiting the Czech Republic, where he spoke about the proposed anti-missile shield. He indicated that the U.S. may delay activation of the proposed shield until there was definitive proof of a threat. Thank you, U.S., for your willingness to reconsider your plans. May all the world's nations cooperate to bring about universal friendship, peace, and prosperity.
Lion News. Civic Platform Party wins Polish elections. With the highest voter turnout in 18 years, early results of this weekend's parliamentary elections in Poland show a majority vote for the Civic Platform Party. Civic Platform leader and future Prime Minister Donald Tusk has stated some of his plans for the nation, which include improving relations with the European Union and Russia, as well as to withdraw troops from Iraq by next year. Congratulations, Poland, for your newly elected party and leadership. May God bless your country with abundant peace, happiness, and love.
Lying News. U.S. and Mongolia sign poverty reduction plan. On Monday, U.S. President George W. Bush and Mongolian President Nabiyrin Ankobaya signed an agreement promising nearly $285 million in foreign aid to Mongolia over the next 5 years. The plan, which is part of the Millennium Challenge, is designed to create economic opportunities for Mongolians, especially in the transportation, education, and health industries. Thank you, and God bless the United States for your generous support of Mongolia. May both nations enjoy ever greater peace, well-being, and friendship.
Fly-in News. Prince of Wales launches Rainforests Project. Known as an environmentalist, Britain's Prince Charles is now launching the Rainforests Project, a gathering of world-renowned scientists, environmentalists, and leaders. The new organization calls for green economics to halt deforestation, which currently contributes more to global warming than all of the world's transportation systems combined. Thank you, Your Royal Highness, for this dedicated initiative to preserve the life-giving beauty of the rainforests. May your noble efforts be blessed in bringing a bright and greener future to our planet.
Lion News. U.S. mortgage lender to help people keep their homes. Countrywide Financial Corporation, America's biggest mortgage lender, announced yesterday that it will offer assistance to low-income mortgage borrowers by refinancing or modifying $16 billion U.S. in mortgages that will undergo interest rate adjustments before 2009. Countrywide President David Sample said, "We are determined to assist borrowers who have the willingness and wherewithal to remain in their homes, but need a little help to do it." Thank you, and God bless Countrywide Financial for your compassionate generosity. May all people be blessed with the stability and comfort of a home sweet home.
Flying News. 14-year-old Prithwis Mukhopadhyay from Minnesota, USA, discovers a new source of biogas. In an experiment done as a school project, the teenage whiz kid found that banana peels produce 5 times as much biogas as manure. His research into the conversion of vegetable waste in clean energy and compost earned him a place in the Discovery Channel's Young Scientist Challenge. Prithwis took inspiration from a recent trip to his ancestral home in India. He said, "Initially I thought of doing a project that would reduce global warming. Things changed after I visited a biogas plant in a village in India during my summer vacations. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Prithwis, for helping to keep our planet clean. May heaven bless you with many more beneficial achievements."
Lying News. Natalie Portman's documentary to raise awareness about gorilla protection. Award-winning actress Natalie Portman and wildlife expert Jack Hanna have teamed to create an hour-long TV special on mountain gorillas. According to the World Wildlife Fund, there are only about 700 mountain gorillas living in the world. The efforts of Ms. Portman and Mr. Hanna join those of others, such as Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund International, who are also working to protect this beautiful animal. Thank you, Natalie Portman, Jack Hanna, and all others for your efforts to raise awareness about the gentle mountain gorillas. May they be blessed with flourishing numbers and safety to enjoy their lives.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Los Angeles, California, Supreme Master Television was on hand to look into an exciting development in Los Angeles. $150 million in funding has been allocated to the automated traffic surveillance and control, which will allow traffic to move more freely and easily. This is a real-time, computer-based traffic signal system that effectively manages high traffic volumes and improves traffic flow. In turn, this will help reduce congestion, fuel consumption, and air pollution.
Right now, we are seeing a real-time, big picture view of the traffic here in Los Angeles you see behind us. This is a state-of-the-art traffic light synchronization program, and it is a major part of the solution for getting rid of the traffic jams here in Los Angeles. And that is why our current budget has directed $150 million in Proposition 1B money to help synchronize all of the lights here in Los Angeles.
We're giving commuters in Los Angeles the green light. With this synchronization, more than 300 intersections will be fully synchronized in the city of Los Angeles. We're doing it with the most technologically advanced, cutting-edge traffic management system in the country. When this project is completed, commuters in every part of Los Angeles will enjoy 20% faster travel times and more than a 30% reduction in traffic congestion.
Congratulations and God bless Los Angeles on your new automated traffic surveillance and control system, which will help reduce fuel consumption and air pollution.
In world news, Asia-Pacific region reaches halfway mark to UN Millennium Development Goal. The Asia-Pacific region is well on track to meeting its objective set by the Millennium Development Goals program of reducing poverty by half by the year 2015. The Universal Education Program is also showing favorable results, with nearly 94% of children now in education. A heartfelt thank you, and heaven bless all global leaders and those working to achieve these highly noble goals. May the people of Asia be blessed with a future of abundance and happiness. Coming up on Noteworthy News, clean energy will save Australia $720 million by 2050. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Hello, I'm Moo with a cat, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And here's a little tip today on how to keep you and our little house spider friends happy. Sometimes spiders may fall into your bathtubs and sinks. Due to the slippery surface, they cannot get out. To help the spiders, you might like to put up a spider ladder. Give the little spiders an escape route. Make them a little ladder or slide that they can grip onto and hang it from your taps, making sure it reaches to the bottom of the bath. The spiders will be grateful. Thank you for tuning in. Now here's the weather from around the world.
environmental news, report affirms benefits of renewable energy to Australian economy. An independent report prepared for the renewable energy generators of Australia was based on a two-year study by McLennan Magazinet Associates. The report indicated that early deployment of clean energy would save the Australian economy $720 million by 2050. The Victorian government in Australia implemented the Victorian Renewable Energy Target Scheme in late 2006, requiring energy retailers to purchase a minimum of 10% renewable energy by 2016. This will result in the reduction of 27 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions and is expected to create over 2,200 jobs. Thank you, Renewable Energy Generators of Australia and McLennan Magazinet Associates, for this comprehensive study. May heaven bless Australia for leading the way to a greener, cleaner economy.
In sustainable living news, Arctic deep freeze vault will preserve seeds. The United States is setting up a deep freeze ice vault in the North Pole to preserve seeds of the world's crops. Deep within a mountain about 200 miles away from the North Pole, the Svalbard Sea Vault will store strains of almost all of the world's 1.5 million crops. The seeds will be kept at around minus 18 degrees Celsius, which could preserve them for hundreds of years. The Arctic Vault is very secure. It sits at the end of a long tunnel deep within the Arctic Mountain. Thank you, United States, for the protection of the world's precious seeds. Heaven's blessings for a peaceful and sustainable world. Stay tuned to hear how organic farming can reduce climate change. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
This November 16th, a new era of positive television programming will commence as Supreme Master Television launches on 9 additional satellites to reach hundreds of millions of viewers on 4 more continents: Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. From America to China, to Australia to Africa, current worldwide viewers will be able to watch Supreme Master Television's premiere via satellite in their countries. North America, Galaxy 25, 97 degrees west. South America, Hispasat, 30 degrees west. And Intelsat 907, 27.5 degrees west. Asia, ABS, 75 degrees east. AsiaSat 2, 100.5 degrees east. AsiaSat 3S, 105.5 degrees east. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, 152 degrees east. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, 25.5 degrees east. Africa, Intelsat 10, 68.5 degrees east. Be sure to tune in to Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In agricultural news, the organic food movement is praised by the United Nations. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, is in favor of the organic food movement. In a new report entitled Organic Agriculture and Food Security, the FAO firmly suggests that organic agriculture can help feed the world and at the same time reduce climate change. An FAO official, Nadia Skialaba, said that the strongest benefits of organic agriculture are its reliance on non-fossil fuel, locally available resources that are cost-effective and incur minimal environmental stress. The FAO report points to further benefits such as animal welfare, wildlife protection, more jobs, and less energy used. Thank you, United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, for this report about the many benefits of organic farming.
In technology news, artists draw three-dimensional objects in the air. Computer scientists have developed new software to help both artists and scientists interface with computers to draw 3D objects in the air. The new system is called Drawing on Air. The user wears a pair of special virtual reality goggles to view a normal monitor screen. A stylus is held in one hand and a tracking device in the other to enable artists to illustrate complex scientific, artistic, or medical subjects. The goggles are synchronized with the program so that the eyes receive 3D images. It is hoped this technology could be developed to allow doctors to visualize the surgery before operating on a patient. That is exciting news. Many thanks to all computer scientists involved for your efforts in bringing benefits to others. May heaven bless you with continued success in your creative work.
Let's enjoy some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There was an 85 years old widow went on a blind date with a 90 years old man. And after the date, she returned home at night to her daughter, but she looked very upset. So the daughter asked her mother, "What happened, mother?" And the mother said, "I had to slap him 3 times in the face." "Why? Was he, you know, trying to take advantage of you or something?" She said, "No, I thought he's dead."
And now for our viewers' hotline. We received several hotlines from our viewers in reference to Good People, Good Works program on Supreme Master Television, featuring American actress and vegetarian Lindsay Wagner.
"She was at our church this morning. She is indeed an incredible human being." Jeff from the United States.
"She's amazing." Karen from the United Kingdom.
"So many reasons to love this woman." Michael from the United States.
Thank you, generous viewers, for sharing your comments. Miss Wagner is indeed an amazing person, and our world is so blessed with many wonderful beings in this modern time. Thanks be to God. Cheers. Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May God's grace be with you and your loved ones.